The Deadline, the Cora Baxter Mysteries, Book 2. Written by Jackie Cabler and read by Zara Ram.
Chapter 1. Monday, the 6th of May.
You stuck your what to your what?
Incredulity in her voice. Senior producer Samantha Tyndall stared at Cora Baxter, who had her jacket on, ready to leave the newsroom after her early morning shift in the studio.
My finger. To my handbag?
Cora looked sheepish. Sam plonked herself down in her chair and ran her fingers through her wavy caramel-coloured bob, a frown creasing her pretty face.
OK, you're going to have to explain further. You left the studio between the 7:30 and the 8 o'clock bulletins and, instead of grabbing a cup of tea and a makeup touch-up like you normally do, you glued your finger to your own handbag.
Cora sat down too.
Yes, Sam, I did. Accidentally, obviously. That's why I had to keep my right hand out of shot during the 8 o'clock news, because it had a handbag dangling from it. It was quite uncomfortable, as you can imagine.
Yes, I bloody well can imagine. Sam exploded, her exasperation making her sound even more Scottish than usual.
But why? How? What on earth were you doing?
She sounded infuriated, but a grin was creeping across her face. There were sniggers coming from nearby desks now too, as researchers and producers within earshot took a break from working on tomorrow's morning live show to enjoy the bizarre conversation between their senior producer and newsreader. Cora grinned too, relieved that Sam was seeing the funny side. That wasn't always the case when it came to Cora's occasional on-air blunders. At work, the breakfast show producer was technically above her in the pecking order, but outside work they were the closest of friends, and it seemed that Sam was in lenient mood today.
I was trying to repair my earring. A stone fell out of it when I was putting it on this morning, and I had some of that super strong glue in my drawer. It fixed the earring brilliantly, but I must have got a bit on my hand without noticing, because when I picked up my bag, well...
She rubbed ruefully at a red mark on her finger.
Got it off then, I see.
Sam rolled her eyes.
Yeah, Sherry in makeup had some solvent stuff. All is well. Sorry.
You're such a numpty.
Don't worry. I don't think anyone at home would have noticed. Don't think Betsy did either, so I reckon you're safe.
Cora's pale green eyes followed Sam's towards the glass-walled corner office at the end of the long newsroom, but the door was closed and the blinds down.
Phew, Cora smiled.
She got on well with Betsy, their relatively new boss, but she was even more passionate than Sam was about the show being perfect. A newsreader going on air with a bag glued to her hand might not go down terribly well.
Anyway, why haven't you gone home yet? Isn't your shift over?
Wanted to see your latest delivery. Cora leaned across the desk. You've got a secret admirer. You've got a secret admirer. She chanted, then ducked as Sam threw a bread roll at her.
How old are you? 5?
But Sam was smiling broadly too. She buried her nose in the exquisite bouquet of pink peonies and white roses that had been delivered earlier to the morning live news desk, then looked again at the typewritten card nestling amongst the fragrant blooms. Because you're wonderful.
Well, whoever it is, they need a psych test, she said wryly, then sneezed violently.
She pushed the posy aside, fumbled in her pocket for a tissue and blew her nose loudly.
Hay fever or the newsroom cold?
Asked Cora. Sam shrugged.
Bit of both, probably. Whoever bought these obviously doesn't know that flowers and me don't really go together, although they are very pretty.
Well, if your lovely boyfriend is still insisting it's not him, I think it's rather fabulous to have a mystery man sending you things. Chocolates last week and now flowers. I wouldn't be complaining. And it'll keep Marcus on his toes.
True. Although, as I told you, I honestly think he's about to propose anyway. Keeps hinting.
Sam was interrupted by her phone trilling. She grabbed it.
Sam Tyndall? Oh, Greg, finally.
She gave the thumbs-up sign to Cora, who nodded in acknowledgement and stood up.